And now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. The first annual Louisiana Higher Education Law Conference is taking place this evening, 6 o'clock, at the Picard Center at 200 Devalcourt Street. The conference will address legal issues facing university, community, and technical college administrators, faculty, and students. All are invited to attend. That's 6 o'clock tonight. If you'd like to register, the website is lahigheredlaw.com. That's tonight at the Picard Center. And the Festival of the Arts 2013 opened last week and continues this week. This evening at the Acadiana Center for the Arts, the School of Architecture and Design fashion show will take place beginning at 6:30. Freshman design students create wearable objects from everyday found material. It's always quite popular and full. That's tonight, 6:30, in the theater at the Acadiana Center for the Arts. Tomorrow, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., the Mare Press Steamroller Printmaking Extravaganza will be taking place in Fletcher Hall's parking lot. It's open to the public, and you can watch printmaking students create artwork from bed sheets. A professional steamroller operator provides the press, and the sheets are hung up to dry in Fletcher Hall's atrium. That's tomorrow from 9 a.m. until 3 o'clock. And if you'd like to know more about Festival of the Arts 2013, you can stop by the College of the Arts website. And the annual Women's Conference, co-sponsored by UL Lafayette and SLCC, will take place tomorrow at the Cajun Dome Convention Center, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. You can register online at southlouisiana.edu or register just before the conference starts. That's at the Cajun Dome Convention Center, 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. All are invited to attend. Again, registration does start at 8, and the welcome is at 8:30. And there will be a keynote speaker at lunchtime, Nanette Jolivet Brown, and then lots of breakout sessions and booths, lots of great information. That is co-sponsored by UL Lafayette and SLCC, the annual Women's Conference. The Louisiana Conference on Literature, Language, and Culture is having a crawfish boil fundraiser this Friday in Girard Park in the Pavilion. You can call ahead to reserve your tickets, and you can call the English department here at UL Lafayette and reserve your ticket for Friday. You can just drive up to the Girard Park Pavilion from noon until 4 and pick up your crawfish. Lots of things happening at the Lafayette Public Libraries. Lots of crafts for Easter at the different branches. For more information, you can go to their website and find out about the different workshops. There will be a mental health care policy forum tomorrow, Tuesday, March 12th, from 5:30 to 7:30 at the Daily Advertiser in Lafayette. There will be a panel that will include people from the Louisiana Budget Project, the Acadiana Human Services District, Christopher Tyson, the Louisiana Progress Board member and a professor at LSU Law School, will be moderating. That's 5:30 to 7:30 tomorrow evening. All are invited. And a new series will start at UL Lafayette. It's called the Muslim Journeys Bookshelf, and it's a joint series put on by the History Department and Dupre Library. The first in that series will be a talk given by Dr. Joseph Hodes, who is a professor at Tulane and a Middle Eastern historian. That will be 4 o'clock Wednesday, March 13th, on the third floor of Dupre Library, just outside the Ernest J. Gaines Center. The series is made up of lectures and films, and for more information, you could call the Dupre Library. The Stage Monkeys of Lafayette present their next improvisational theater production this Wednesday, March 13th, 7:30 in Theater 810. Tickets are available at the door, or you can call ahead at 484-0172. That is the number for Theater 810. The annual UL Lafayette Distinguished Professor Award Banquet will be this week, Thursday, March 14th. honored this year for the Distinguished Professor Awards, Dr. King Ding, and Professor Linda Fries in Visual Arts. Dr. King Ding is a professor of mathematics. Two will be receiving the Dr. Ray Audemars Excellence in Teaching Awards, Dr. Janice Gilbo, who is in nursing, and Dr. Robert Willey in the School of Music. Tickets are available through the UL Lafayette Foundation. Acting Unlimited Incorporated here in Lafayette continues its run of John Biganay's play Shotgun, which is one of a trilogy of plays about post-Katrina in New Orleans. It will continue its run this week, March 14th through 17th at Theater 810. Tickets are available by calling the theater or going to the Eventbrite site, which is shotgun.eventbrite.com. The Eunice Players Theater in Eunice opens its 44th season with a comedy, The Glass Mendacity, which is a two-act spoof of Tennessee Williams' most famous plays, The Glass Menagerie, A Streetcar Named Desire, and Cat on a Hot Tin Roof. The Glass Mendacity will open this Thursday, March 14th, and run through March 23rd at the Eunice Players Theater. Tickets are available by going to their website, eunicplayers.blogspot.com, or by calling the Eunice Theater. This week, there will be a lecture given by an LSU history professor. It's part of the Women's History Month series of talks this Thursday, March 14th, 6:30 in the UL Alumni Center. Alicia Long will be giving a talk about her oral history work. It's called Listening to Louisiana Women, Future, Past, and Present. It's free and open to everyone. Louisiana Crossroads will continue with performances by Anders Osborne March 14th and 15th at the ACA's theater. For more information, you can contact the ACA. This Saturday at Vermilionville, there will be a special program called Seed to Skillet from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m., talking about planting and harvesting leafy greens. Greg Giedros will be conducting that Seed to Skillet event. And then, of course, on Friday, they have Natural Easter Egg Dyeing every Friday in March at Vermilionville. Bach Lunch continues this Friday with a performance by the group Bonsoir Catin in Parc Sanssouci from noon until 1. Downtown Alive will feature Corey Lede and his Zydeco Band in Parc International this Friday, the 15th. And this Friday, there will be a special recital in Angel Hall in the Choral Room. There will be a guest performance. Frances Averett and Elizabeth Temple of Shenandoah Conservatory will be performing. That will be at 7:30 in the Choral Room of Angel Hall. The composer, William Averett, of the pieces, will also of Shenandoah Conservatory, will be in attendance. And this Friday, there will be a Celtic night in Brobridge, an Irish cultural celebration. There will be music and dance. Tony Davran and Sheila Ryan will be there with her school. Irish food will be served. That will be this Friday, an Irish cultural celebration. Starts at 7, goes from 7 until 9 at Joie de Vivre Coffee and Culture Cafe in Brobridge. In Lake Charles, the Axe One Reed Street Theater will open its performance of The Pajama Game this Friday, March 15th at 7:30. It will run through March 24th. All performances are at the Acts Theater. Tickets are available online through their website, actstheater.com, or by calling their office. And Harvey by the playwright Mary Chase will open at Cité des Arts this Friday, March 15th. Performances will run through the 23rd. The play is being produced by the Tea Sippers, a local theater troupe, and we'll be speaking with them later on about their performance of Harvey. And for a listing of performance programs on KRVS, you can stop by our website, which is krvs.org, clicking on the schedule button. Stay tuned to KRVS this afternoon and evening. We're with NPR's All Things Considered from 4 until 6 o'clock. From 6 to 7, Terry Gross hosts Fresh Air, and at 7, we begin our Monday evening of opera with World of Opera. And that goes until around 11 o'clock, at which time we join Japan Jukebox, our new program of current Japanese music.